Hello, and welcome to Sidebar, a podcast from Hillside Community Church. Here at Hillside, we exist to see God's hope transform our cities one story at a time. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and join us at one of our Sunday gatherings online or in person. We hope today's episode will encourage and grow you this week.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Sidebar. It's a podcast. It's a conversation. It's an experimentation that we're launching into as we launch this new series we're going into called Fantasy Marriage. So this is the first ever. Who knows, maybe there won't be too many more. My name is Aaron McCray. I'm a pastor here at Hillside Community Church in Rancho Cucamonga. We're calling a series that we're launching into Fantasy Marriage, the mysteries, the myths, and why it still matters, why marriage still matters. And sometimes fantasy means, or it refers to, a game we play like fantasy football. And I've barely even done this. I think I did it one time with a group of friends, and I logged on, figured out how to finally get a password and all that kind of stuff. I'm not techie at all. And I picked the players and the positions and those kinds of things, and I never once moved a player, substituted a player, did anything. I'm not very good at fantasy football. And so if you want me in your group, it's a sure win for you. Other people, when you talk about fantasy, it's an idea that has no basis in reality. When I was young, I thought a ton about being an NBA basketball player. And obviously with my height, my speed, my skills, that was a fantasy. Fantasy is a genre of imaginative fiction, usually magic, adventure, but usually in a setting other than the real world where we actually live. And for others, when you think about fantasy, you're thinking about the verb to dream or envision, but truthfully, it's not always used in the best ways, and our imagination is hijacked. When it comes to marriage, dating, relationships, there's not a shortage of opportunities to fuel these wild fantasy ideas, whether it's snapshots from social media of people trying to put their best life forward, the highlight reel of their life, or whether it's false expectations that are created by things like The Bachelor, Married at First Sight, Love is Blind, 90 Day Fiancé, I could go on and on. Or whether it's the cute fairy tale story with a happy ending, be it a rom-com, a princess movie, or God forbid, the Hallmark Channel. Oh my goodness. But the definition of fantasy that I like is the faculty or activity of imagining things, especially things that are impossible or improbable. I believe that we actually have been given a mind and imagination to be used for good, to be used for things that are honorable, to be used for things that are beautiful. And when we can use our mind to envision what is it maybe that we're being invited into when it comes to relationships, when it comes to marriage, maybe we discover things that are incredible, things that feel impossible, things that are beyond us. And specifically, the Bible has some incredible things to say about marriage, about singleness, about love. There's a design to be discovered. There's paths to be pursued. Some things are mysteries, and we're going to talk about those. The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians 5, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Well, what in the world does that mean? But look at this, verse 32. This is a profound mystery. But I'm talking about Christ in the church. Paul is sort of talking about marriage, but he's like, there's a mystery here that's even bigger than that. Even bigger than marriage, even bigger than singleness. Our views, I believe, our views of singleness and marriage, they're not too high. We're not aiming at too much. We're actually setting our sights too low. And there's mysteries we're being invited into. That's the fantasy marriage concept or singleness concept. Some things are myths, and we're going to spend time unpacking a few of those as well. I spent some time just goofing off with Google. I Googled different words, different phrases, questions, whatever. I Googled marriage is, and let Google fill in the search. The first thing that came up, hard. Why is marriage so hard? Well, for a multitude of reasons. The myth sometimes is that marriage is supposed to be easy. It never was supposed to be easy. Other words that came up, honorable, sacred, over. Marriage is over was the fourth most popular search. Fifth, overrated. Trying to understand why is there even a purpose for marriage? I Googled, why is my marriage? And the first thing that popped up, falling apart. Second, so hard, so unhappy was the third one. Other things, worth saving, so boring. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the seventh one, why is my marriage so, and what popped up? Sexless. So lonely was the next one. They're myths that we've got to talk about because some of us have, we have fantasies. We're living in a fantasy world and it's not real. Our expectations are not in alignment with reality. We got to talk about that. Some things are about why it still matters. Why does marriage still matter? Hebrews 13:4 in the New Living Translation simply says this, give honor to marriage. Give honor to marriage. That's one of the purposes for which marriage is even created, this idea of honor. And we're going to dig into that. But here's my greatest desire. Most of all, I hope to serve as a guide. I want to be the first to say, I am not an expert when it comes to marriage. I want to serve as a guide, maybe to take you places that you haven't thought, not because I've necessarily thought about it, but because I've studied, I've read, I've reached out to others. I've been in conversation. I've only been married for almost 21 years. I don't have it all figured out. Sometimes my marriage fits those Google categories of it's hard. Why is it worth saving? I'm not asking that question on the regular, but there's times that are difficult. There's times where it's lonely. And I want to serve as a guide that maybe points us to deeper truths. And one of the things that I know I can do that will be of benefit to many of you is this. I'm going to show you resources. So let me just give you a snapshot of that. Here are a few of the resources that I'm trying to narrow down. How to serve as a curator of resources. Not all of these are marriage books, but they really have a helpful guide to navigating singleness, navigating marriage, whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're divorced, whether you're widowed, whether you're thinking like, why is marriage even something I need to think about? Whether you're thinking, I don't want to ever get married, but you just never know what would happen. And I just want to invite you to join us on this journey. I want to invite you to join us on a weekend and be a part of our teaching through this. If you live in Southern California, if you're in the Rancho Cucamonga area, I would love to invite you to come join us live at Hillside Community Church, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings is when we meet. But for others of you, I want to invite you to join us online. We've got three gatherings, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 5 p.m. All of those are Pacific time. And join us for this journey. Submit questions. We're going to give you opportunities to give questions, and that's going to be part of the reflection as I lead us through Sidebar, this podcast, this conversation, to reflect on some of the questions, not to answer them necessarily, but to maybe address some of them. From what does Scripture say, and what do people who have studied and researched and gone before us, I can be a guide maybe to lead us to some of those places. So we don't have to live in the kind of fantasy that's based in not the real world. But we can learn to live in the real world as married people or as single people, as young or as old. Our hopes can be in the right places. Our expectations can be in the right places. And maybe we will discover more than we ever thought possible. Maybe we could experience God in a powerful way. Maybe, just maybe, Jesus would start speaking to us and his Spirit moving in us. And even for those of you who think you're in an impossible situation, you would find help and hope. Maybe for others of you who have settled in, you would raise the bar a little bit, say, we're not going to settle for anything less than the best in our lives. Hope you join us. Hope to see you soon. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. For more information, visit our website, hillsidechurches.com, or join us on a Sunday. For more resources, follow us on all social media platforms at Hillside Churches, and we will see you next week. Thank you.